For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last week on the Cultural Baggage Show, I got the chance to ask Steve Cubby, an American in exile in Canada for drug charges, about the system of justice, particularly in regards to marijuana. And I got his response, and then you'll hear a response from Nurse Mary Lynn Mathry of Patients Out of Time.
They've lied about the effects of cannabis. They lie about their authority to have this kind of law. They lie about the necessity. They lie about the judgments and the laws itself. Here in Canada, the law has fallen, but the court refuses to answer the questions that we put before it. And I ask myself, why is all of this dishonesty going on? Our pot laws are created and enforced by alcoholics. People that have brain damage from alcoholism still talk and behave normally, but they're incapable of any kind of creative thought. They're largely operating on the reptilian midbrain. The behavior of a lot of these people, I don't like to cast differences between people, but the people that are wreaking violence and lying and cheating and doing everything they can to harm us strike me as being pathetic wreckages of human beings and angry opponents that we face in this ongoing cultural war.
MS patients sometimes are able to get up out of their wheelchair and begin walking again. Is that true?
Yes. I mean, we've had MS patients whose their sight has improved because of, you know, the nerve. MS is a disease of where the nerve fibers, the covering of them, breaks up. So it depends on where it affects, where that's happening throughout the body. So people with MS can, present very differently. But it's helped with the eyesight. It's helped them get up and walk, which is usually the main thing, crippling disease. There are just numerous uses for it. And with the cancer, it's helpful, whether it be for the nausea, lack of appetite, the nausea and vomiting from the chemotherapy, just the lack of appetite patients have, the pain that they go through. There are so many uses for cannabis. Al will be talking later about our conference, but one of the things we try to present is the new research coming out. And it's just amazing to show how important our own body's cannabinoids are to us for normal functioning, and that's opening the door to see how this plant can be used as medicine to help for so many ailments.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.